Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. We have a brief but important update episode for you here today regarding our latest release in the podcast feed here, as well as an accompanying story at county10.com from the last week or so. In brief summary, we reported through a source with the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Department previously unreported information from a couple of months ago that the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office had found human remains in the fall, late September, early October. The information that we received was the location of the remains, how they were found, and that the remains were those of a young Native American female, and that the remains were not ancient, that they were about 20 or 30 years old. In response to the podcast episode, the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office has released the following statement, which we also would like to share with you now. Statement is dated today, January 23rd. On January 17th, 2020, County 10, a Fremont County media source, published an article regarding a new episode of the podcast Dead and Gone in Wyoming, reporting the discovery of human remains in the area of Jim Bridger Power Plant in Sweetwater County. The podcast was intended to bring light to the discovery and a possible correlation between those remains and the case of a missing person, Sharon Bald Eagle, who was last seen in Casper, Wyoming in September 1984. The release of information for the podcast by a volunteer for the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office was not an official statement from this office and contained erroneous information which we wish to dispel. In June 2019, a portion of human skull was discovered in the area of Jim Bridger Power Plant and reported to the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office and Bureau of Land Management. At the time, the age of the remains was unable to be determined. In late September 2019, the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office, Sweetwater County Coroner's Office, Bureau of Land Management, and University of Wyoming Anthropology Department personnel conducted an additional search in order to locate more remains from the initial discovery. At this time, additional portions of skeletal remains were located and taken to the University of Wyoming for additional analysis, which is still underway. While the case remains under investigation, it appears the remains are that of a younger female of either European or Native American descent and are more likely than not prehistoric in nature. Additional testing and analysis is being conducted by the University of Wyoming Anthropology Department, which should provide further insight as to the age and origin of the remains. The Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office appreciates the calls from diligent podcast listeners hoping to provide insight into the whereabouts of Miss Bald Eagle, but at this time we do not have reason to believe that the located remains are those of Miss Bald Eagle. The Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office apologizes for the false hope provided to Miss Bald Eagle's family due to this erroneous information, but remains hopeful she will eventually be located. That was the statement from the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office made earlier today. And just like we wanted to get the word out about the initial find so that what we understood at the time to be modern human remains might be identified so that we might find a victim, it is obviously just as important to get the word out about what law enforcement is saying about this now. I would like to note that the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office and other state agencies were contacted before we posted the episode and before we ran the story. There was no objection to the information that you heard in the podcast or in the corresponding article at County 10. Clearly, such an objection has been raised now. I'd like to say first, as relates to Sharon Bald Eagle, the possible connection between Sharon and these remains being found, being hers, was a supposition that was made by me, based on the information, the best information that we had at the time, and I take responsibility for it. This was not a fact that was reported by County 10 or anybody else. It was a supposition that was put forward by me, and it was done so carefully and with great forethought, again, based on the information that we had at the time. That was my own correlation and nobody else's. Along those lines, I have reached back out today to Mr. Bald Eagle once more to make sure he is aware of the statement from the sheriff's office and the development in the information here, along with my own regrets for any false hope that this gave to him and his family. I'm also grateful to you listening who feel you may have information regarding her case for reaching out to the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Department. One of the reasons for bringing her case to the initial episode that it appeared in, as well as this latest episode that we released, as well as the podcast in general, is to raise awareness for such cases. So thank you for taking that step for those of you who had information that you thought would be valuable for bringing it to the authorities. I would also like to thank the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office for their clarity and an update on the information that they do have about the information that we brought forward. That is all for this update. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. And we do have a regular monthly end of the month episode coming your way next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.